Your
Can I do my plug now?
Kat has been dying to tell us about this. Now, this is pretty unusual, though. I mean, you've got someone who works in science, but also has this sort of doppelganger existence as a musician.
Yeah, no, I've been playing for a while in a band called Sunday Drive. It also has someone with a PhD in physics in it. But yeah, my band Sunday Drive, we're launching our first album funded by the Arts Council, and our launch is actually here in Cambridge next Friday on the 17th. So if you'd like to come along and you can ask me science questions while I'm there, you can buy your tickets from www.junction.co.uk because it's at the Junction, the J2 Theatre. There's going to be comedy, poetry, burlesque, loads of music. And
that's
we'll
just
be,
you, is it?
Just me, yeah. And we'll be flogging our new album called In the City of Dreadful Nights.
How long have you been recording it for?
We've been recording it since February this year, but we've been together for a while. So yeah, it's all very exciting.
Is this stuff you've distilled from the last X number of years working together, or is this you sat down in February and said, right, we're going to make an album and it's all new material?
It's new material for us. It's sort of a year or so old, so quite a lot of new material. Some one or two old songs have snuck on there, but yeah, it's very exciting. And if we've got time, maybe we can hear a little bit. And this is our first single, which is called Heroes. Let's see if it works.
That's our very own Dr. Kat Arney's band, Sunday Driver. And if you'd like to hear more of her music and get hold of a copy, then why not pay them a visit? They're on the web at sundaydriver.co.uk. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you to our production team, Ben Valsler, Diana O'Carroll and Mira Senthilingam. We're back next week with a look at the science of nuclear fusion. We'll be asking, can we recreate the process that powers the sun here on Earth? And we'll be putting that question to the team behind ITER, the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor that's being built right now in France. So if you'd like to ask them a question, then do send it to us, chris@thenakedscientist.com. And don't forget, Dr. Dave and I have also published a new Naked Scientist book that's called Crisp Packet Fireworks, and details of that are on our website at nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience. You can get a copy in the US and in the UK via Amazon. So if you do like The Naked Scientist and you'd like to support us, then do please consider picking up a copy in time for Christmas. Have a great week. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.